I know a lot of people. I've been at WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio Group for 31 plus years now. Look at my hair color, and you can see that I've been on the radio for a long time. And I am meeting for the first time a member of the Ball State University teaching staff. I would like you to introduce yourself to our listeners, and then let's talk about what you and your students are ramping up and getting ready to do for the business community.
Thank you very much. My name is Luis Orozco. I'm an assistant professor here at Ball State University for the Center for Information Communication Sciences. And I'm here with six of my students from the IT strategy class. And the idea is that they start knowing the local companies and asking them, you know, to understand better their processes so we can find the best way to use technology in order to improve their overall processes. This will be create, you know, more engagement between the university and these international students.
And the work that is done with respect to IT, technology in general, as it relates to business and our world in general, is just hyper critical now especially, and that will not change. It will become even more critical as we move forward as a world and as a local business community too, correct?
Yes, there is a lot of opportunities also for the companies in order, you know, to get more benefits, you know, using technology. I was asking around, you know, the different booths, and I was asking whether or not they were using technology, and let me tell you there are only few companies who are using technology, you know, in some capacities in order to improve their processes. And only one or two, you know, answered positively when I was asking if they were using artificial intelligence in their processes. Mm-hmm. So that will give them, you know, a very good opportunity in order to start using these specific, you know, technologies and integrating these technologies into their processes.
So this effort through Ball State University that you're talking about with us now, WMUN, Steve Lindell live at the Muncie on the Move breakfast, is it targeted at local businesses that need some advice, some help, some input from the student perspective? Is that what it's all about?
Yes. What I have been doing, and this is in one of my classes, IT strategy, is that as a part of the capstone course, a student needs to go with the local companies, and they need to ask permissions, you know, to start, you know, knowing about the processes. And that way, they are going to bring in that information, you know, to a specific, you know, meeting, and then we can discuss about the different opportunities. All of these specific recommendations will be validated with the managers, you know, and all of the final recommendations will be validated with the managers as well. So we are not only going to identify some specific opportunities, we are going to provide the return of our investments. We are going to help them to make a timeline plan for implementing, and also we will let them discover what will be the main constraints, you know, the main reasons why they're not able to use technology at this moment in their processes.
Are you seeking businesses that want to be considered for the program to get the assist? Are you wanting them to reach out to you, or how does that process work?
Well, initially, I was asking, you know, the students to look by themselves in different companies. Some of them brought companies that part of their relative, you know, perhaps, you know, their parents were working or were the owners of a company, or they know someone who was working in a company, or even, you know, some students that were working in a company, they're using that specific company as a part of the capstone course. But I mean, I'll be glad, you know, I would love to have, you know, more information from different companies. If there are more companies that are interested, we have a pipeline of these, you know, different projects, and we would love to have to hear, you know, from the local companies.
Well, and thank you so much for what you're doing in this regard. And Ball State University is such a jewel in this community and beyond. I'll be speaking to President Mearns in a couple of days on this radio program. He is always out in the community connecting town to Gown, the campus to the community, and I think what you're doing here with your students and their wisdom and their learning is going to serve everybody in a lot of different ways and capacities. Thank you for all of that.
Thank you, Steve.